Let's get to the business of the day. It is time for TJ's tea for the day.
Yes, and today, let's talk about Lil Nas X. So he wanted to show Billy Ray Cyrus some appreciation for jumping on Old Town Road. So he bought him the red Maserati Gran Turismo that was in the Old Town Road video.
Okay.
He said, it's yours, Old Town Road, number one for 7 weeks straight.
Yeah.
So that literally means like 8 weeks ago is when he had like $5.62 in his account.
Literally.
Isn't that nuts?
That's crazy.
So what do I got to do in 8 weeks? Because maybe I got to start rapping or something.
I'm not sure if I love the car thing, though.
What do you think he should have did?
Billy Ray could buy 9 of those today.
Yeah, but
he should have bought him an airplane or something.
First of all, he don't have airplane money, okay?
He got it.
It's symbolism. It was the car that was in the video, so it was like, yo, thank you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
she gave him a used car. He gave it to him.
All right.
The label
probably
bought that car anyway. Moving on.
Yeah. Let's talk about Nipsey Hussle's family feud that's going on right now. So when Nip died, he did not have a will in place. So his brother Sam is asking to be the administrator of the estate, which I probably would just be like, here you go. You know, take it. Black Sam. So he estimates that it's worth $2 million.
What?
So, yeah. So a judge is set to rule on this in June, but it's looking like his daughter's mom, Tanisha, might not accept Sam as the administrator, and she might even ask to be the administrator her damn self.
Oh, here she comes.
Here's the thing. You don't even have custody of your daughter right now, and that is no shade. These are the facts, okay? you can't. I don't think they're going to give you money if they're not letting you hold the baby right now. I just don't think that's what it's going to be. So anyway, under California law, Nipsey's two kids would equally share the estate. Mm-hmm. So Tanisha is still fighting for custody of her daughter. Like, will she still have another chance? I think in July the hearing is. So if it's granted to her, then she would have some power in handling of these funds. And you already know the family is not with that because they trying to keep everything on that side, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's too bad that him and Lauren didn't get a chance to get married before all of this happened because she doesn't really have a say in anything. And it's Tanisha. Like, basically, they kind of have equal rights to everything. Like, if that's what it is. But Lauren seems to be playing it kind of cool. Tanisha just out here just reaching, listen, take them dimples.
Terrible.
Please take the dimple piercings off your cheeks, sis. Let's move along. Cardi B. So she backed out of the festival this weekend because she had complications from her plastic surgery. So she admitted she had a breast augmentation and liposuction recently. So she was supposed to headline a festival this Friday in Baltimore, but it's gotten so bad that she can't perform. So doctors are telling her to go lay down somewhere. Okay. She needs enough time to heal. She needs to let the swelling go down. I'm pretty sure she just jumped up as soon as she felt better and started performing again. So she needs to go lay down. So lastly, an update on Meek Mill's case. The DA's office believes that Meek Mill should get a new trial with a new judge. Amen. Wow. So the DA's office, because get her out of here. The DA's office just filed new documents in the Pennsylvania Superior Court stating that it's evident that her royal pettiness, Judge Brinkley, has been biased throughout the entire case. They said that she did a surprise visit to a homeless shelter where he was doing his court order community service. That's a PO's job. The PO's supposed to go in and tell the judge what's going on. Why the judge? You don't got nothing to look over? No brief to look over today, sis? Okay. So anyway, they said that she abused her discretion with that bogus 2 to 4 year sentence for violating probation. And they say that Meek is not a threat to the community. He completed his drug treatment and he should be retried in his probation violation case with another judge. They need to get her off her seat, period. Because she's clearly, like, if she takes things personal and she handles things in the wrong way, like, you got to take a lot of things into consideration. Like, what are the cases that she presided over? You know what I'm saying? Get her out of it. Get her up out of there. So that's it for the tea.
Hey, listen, y'all.
Yeah.
I got a text from El Cheapo that tried to buy the 4-piece to heaven. And he was like, I don't want the tickets no more. He said, hell is free.
Oh, my goodness.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness. First of all,
I was going to give you three. Buy three, get one free. But now nothing.
This is
you might as well go to hell.
Yeah,
you better see right down here because Jesus don't like this.
It's starting to get hot.
Jesus
in here.
Came down. He told me.
It feels like hell in here right now.
Seriously, that Rex is not even welcome up there, so I don't even know who y'all. Why y'all listening to him?
Listen, we got $1,000 coming up next. Keep it right here.
The same place I am, Brent.
Yes, you
did. WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.